Is the Central African Republic becoming a religious battleground? Flooding is creating ministry complications in Bolivia. And a new Bible translation is available for one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. Details on these stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hatred is festering as Muslims and Christians continue to war in the Central African Republic. We just passed the one-year anniversary of the coup, and it was deadly. The African Union just branded the Christian militia targeting Muslims as terrorists and will treat them as enemy combatants. Open Doors' David Curry says peace will be a hard-won fight.
You could see that this will have ramifications for generations to come. When people refer to the faith of Christianity, because people will not easily be able to separate what that means.
Church leaders are asking you to pray they stay bold as they share Christ's story. There's a future at stake.
We need to pray for peace, and we need to pray that the real church, the body of Christ there, will stand up firm and try to get back to some understanding of what it means to be a Christian, to follow the words of Jesus, the Prince of Peace.
Meanwhile, Syrian refugee children may get some help from Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa. Sat7's network conference gathered in Turkey last week. Sat7's Terry Ascott says hope in an era of hopelessness was the focus. He says something practical came from the conference.
Why doesn't our children's channel devote a couple of hours every day to a simple schooling program to help the over 1 million Syrian refugees children that are without schooling at the present time?
Growing up angry and out of touch puts them at risk of being recruited for terrorism. How can refugees view it?
Millions of refugees are not without satellite TV receivers. If there was one thing people brought with them when they left Syria, it was their TV and the satellite dish, because they knew they had to stay in touch. They didn't want to end up in a situation where they were in an information vacuum.
The gospel brings real peace. $10 helps 10 people view the program. We'll link you at our website. This is Mission Network News. The rain won't stop in Bolivia, and it's creating massive problems. Storms have been rolling in since October, and widespread flooding is overtaking entire communities. Rosa Contreras Hart oversees Bolivian ministry support for Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions.
At least 60 people have been killed. More than 60,000 homes damaged or destroyed, and crops are ruined.
A ministry Christian Aid Mission supports is distributing aid kits to affected families. We have ways you can help at our website.
The flood response is a practical way to demonstrate Christ's love to the hurting. Emergency packs includes cooking oil, canned or powdered milk and water, noodles and rice and sugar. They want to include a Bible that will give them the hope in Jesus and know that the one who can really provide for them is the Lord.
And it might surprise you that one of the largest unreached people groups in the world is the deaf community. Faith Comes By Hearing is working with Door International and other partners to produce the Deaf Bible app. Bill Lohr, spokesman for FCBH, says,
there's so little for the deaf in the entire world. One of the most unreached people groups in the entire world, about 2% of the deaf, we believe, have ever had access or seen or heard about the gospel.
The Deaf Bible 2.0 is being released soon, and it will include 10 new languages from Bolivian to Ugandan.
All of those will be available on the app so that people in those countries, once they find this and get the availability, can start watching God's Word in their own heart language.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Extreme poverty results in malnutrition, disease, illiteracy, and deep spiritual depravity. To help you pray, Vision Beyond Borders has created a 15-day prayer guide designed specifically for children and their parents. This free prayer guide will help you learn about the kids VBB is serving, where they're from, and specific needs. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.